Brian, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Now, Brian, you've just completed a paper looking into Australia's drinking habits. Were there any surprising results?
There were actually some very surprising results. Our study involved looking at the alcohol purchasing behaviour of about 900 households in Australia over a 12-month period. And we looked closely at exactly what alcohol products they purchased and how much they paid. What we found was quite surprising. We found that the heaviest consumers purchased enormous amounts of the cheapest alcohol available, and in particular, cask wine. The reason cask wine is so cheap relates back to the alcohol taxation system. To give you an example, alcohol taxation on cask wine works out to be only 4 cents per standard drink, whereas the tax on regular strength beer is almost 10 times that amount, 46 cents per standard drink. Now, that affects the prices of those products. So cask wine then is very cheap compared to other products. And as I said, it's drunk in very large volumes by the heavy consumers. And the taxation system, you could say, is really driving heavy drinking and a lot of the alcohol problems that we have in Australia.
Now, how was the research actually conducted?
So by finding out how much people spend on alcohol and what particular products they purchased over 12 months, we were then actually able to calculate the exact amount of tax using the tax rates that we know for each product, adding those up for all of the households and looking at the differences between households in terms of the heavy consumers of alcohol and the light consumers of alcohol. And the differences we were most interested in was what sort of prices households are paying and how does that relate to the amount they drink. And as I said before, the heaviest drinking households that purchase the cheapest amount of alcohol, your light drinking households tend to purchase average price alcohol.
Now, at the moment, we obviously have a tax on alcohol, but you've criticised the current system as flawed. How so?
Well, there's a lot of inconsistencies in the current alcohol taxation system. For example, there are 16 different taxes on beer and spirits, and then there is a different tax again entirely on wine. Now, with beer and spirits, the tax is based on their alcohol content, but the rates are different for different products. With wine, tax is not based on alcohol content. It's actually based on the wholesale value of wine. And this is why cheap wine, like cask wine, has very low tax, whereas more expensive wine has a comparatively higher tax. All of these inconsistencies end up creating different prices that confuse consumers because they don't reflect alcohol content. And from a health perspective, all we really need is a more consistent alcohol tax system where all alcohol, regardless of whether it's wine or beer or spirits, is taxed according to its alcohol content. Because from a health perspective, alcohol is alcohol. It has the same toxic effects, regardless of whether it's beer, wine, or spirits. Alcohol harms your body the same, no matter what product you're drinking.
So you mentioned taxing alcohol by its alcohol content. Is that the sort of system you'd like to see implemented instead?
Yeah, we think that that's the most sensible and simple system. In Australia, there have been a number of government reviews of the current tax system on alcohol, and a lot of those reviews by government and also by independent experts have recommended that sort of approach, just taxing alcohol products equally according to their alcohol content. That way, prices will reflect the alcohol level in the drink, and consumers will then be prompted to make drinking choices and purchasing choices that are more based on an even and consistent level of pricing and alcohol content.
So this would be a win-win for the government with more money being made off alcohol sales, but a reduction in the need for care and alcohol-related health problems?
Yeah, absolutely. Our research showed that when you increase the price of alcohol, because consumers are price sensitive, people drink less. When the price goes up, drinking goes down. and that results in improvements in health because it reduces the risk of alcohol-related problems. And as you said, there's also an extra bonus for government because of the increased revenue from taxation on alcohol as we put taxes up. Currently, tax revenue from alcohol falls a long way behind the costs to the community from alcohol problems. Taxation on alcohol currently collects only around $6 billion annually, but the cost to the community from alcohol problems is more like $36
billion. Wow.
There's an enormous shortfall there that we can quite simply address with a better taxation system on alcohol.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning, Brian.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.